Have Boston's mid-sized theaters become a mecca of musical production? Speakeasy Stage Company is revisiting Janine Tesori's musical, Violet. We're hearing music from that now. And the Lyric Stage Company of Boston is presenting the musical review, Sondheim on Sondheim. WBUR Artery Editor Ed Siegel thinks both productions reflect how accomplished Boston has become at staging musicals. And Ed joins us now to talk about this. Good morning, Ed.
Bob, great to see you.
Ed, so let's talk about Stephen Sondheim first. The Huntington did a little night music this season with the classic Send in the Clowns, and it seems like not a year goes by when there isn't some Sondheim show or two playing somewhere in Boston. Mm-hmm. What makes him so special to this town?
Bob, I think that like many great artists, Stephen Sondheim was the last of one line, the Rodgers and Hammerstein, Golden Agers, and he was the first of a new line of composers. Sondheim wrote both the lyrics and the music, and in doing that, he really created his own musical language.
What do you mean by that, created his own language?
You know, when you think of Richard Rodgers' soaring melodies or even Leonard Bernstein's in West Side Story, you're talking about work that came out of a certain popular music tradition. Sondheim is more conversational. He's more psychological probing. And the Sondheim on Sondheim show at the Lyric puts all that into context. There's even an on-screen biographical narration by Sondheim himself.
Well, tell us about it.
Here's what I'm talking about. Devron Monroe is singing Being Alive from Company. That's a musical about the difficulties that a guy named Bobby has in making a commitment to any other person.
Somebody need me too much. Somebody know me too well. Somebody pull me up short and put me through hell and give me support for being alive. Make me alive.
So, a lot of angst there by Bobby.
That's the word.
What's the effect of putting music from various shows together in a Sondheim review?
Well, the high points are really high, like that one. But I don't think that Sondheim's music generally lives outside the musicals themselves as well as, say, Cole Porter's or Jerome Kern's. But I will say that Spiro Voulutos, the head of the Lyric Stage, he's done one great Sondheim production after another there, beginning with Assassins in 1998. And I should add that Assassins kind of announced back then that the mid-sized theaters in Boston were really ready to make their mark.
Okay, let's talk about another mid-sized theater then that you've reported on, the Speakeasy Stage Company. Tell us about their production, Violet.
Right. The music was written by Janine Tesori, who, along with Sondheim, I think is the best musical composer around. A lot of the composers that Sondheim influenced, they also wanted to write both the music and the lyrics, and I don't think they've succeeded all that well. Tesori, on the other hand, always works with a lyricist, and what you get is a much more tuneful sense of collaboration and a kind of melding of different styles.
I take it you're going to give us an example.
Sure. Earlier we heard the gospel song Raise Me Up. That's done with local choirs, by the way. But listen to the Violet Ensemble singing Bring Me to Life.
If I tell you my heart has been opened wide, if I tell you
here, Tesori is taking a gospel song, but she's mixing it with more of a musical theater style and coming up with a really beautiful blend of the two.
Ed, I have to say that this is the kind of music I really like. Is this a good production?
It's a very good production, Bob. I think you'll like it. The Speakeasy Stage's Paul Danio produced a fine Violet back in 2000, but he's working on a bigger stage now, and I think he's really grown as an artist. Violet's the story of a young woman who's been literally scarred by an accident, and she leaves on a kind of Wizard of Oz trek to find a faith healer who she hopes will make her face quote-unquote normal. Alison McCartan plays Violet, and she's a real risk-taker as an actress, and in this production, Violet earns its sense of redemption by the end.
And how's the singing?
The singing's very good. Here's a little bit of Dan Belvanis doing Let It Sing.
You gotta let it sing. You gotta give it room and let it.
Wow, that guy hit some notes.
Isn't he good? And back at the lyrics, Spiro Voulutos, he strikes gold with his octet and Sondheim on Sondheim, including two of Boston's best musical theater singers, Lee Barrett and Amy Doherty.
Well, sounds like we have some theater to put on our calendar.
Yeah, I think you'll have a good time.
Thanks for bringing them to our attention, Ed Siegel.
My pleasure as always, Bob.
Violet by the Speakeasy Stage Company continues at the Boston Center for the Arts through February 6th. Sondheim on Sondheim is at the Lyric Stage through February 21st. Ed Siegel is the editor and critic at large for The Artery, WBUR's online arts website. Ed, let's go out with Lee Barrett singing Losing My Mind.
Sometimes I stand in the middle of the floor. Being kind.